Hey, Curiosity Builders, I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, storytellers, visionaries, and changemakers who are on a mission of chasing big ideas, telling epic stories, and leaving living legacies. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative and curious life for some time, I hope you learned something new in this podcast and find yourself inspired to break through the barriers that hold you back and keep you stuck from getting your work to work. How much of your life do you spend trying to redeem every ounce of value in everything you consume? When you think of growth, what is the first thought that enters your mind? The answer to both of these questions is related. Growth is the result of not wasting any time and making sure that everything is valuable. While this sounds great and all, not everything is meant to be helpful today. Some things are not for immediate use. And that's what this episode's all about. As I unblock myself from a cycle of overthinking, I let the culmination of a 20-year story resolve in my mind. The tension melts away, and I recognize an underlying thought. If I only ever live for the moment in the shallow end of life, there will be nothing to reflect upon tomorrow as I wade into deeper waters. Show notes and links to all the good stuff mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/538. All right, curl up in a warm blanket, unless you're in the Pacific Northwest right now, and instead sit in front of the fan because it's story time. You know, over 20 years ago, I actually dropped out of college for the first time to be in the rock band. And at the time, I never knew how to classify the genre that the band was in. I just simply called it a rock band. And the other day, I decided to listen to the album that I was able to work on with the band. And as I pressed play, I heard it with fresh ears. And it's amazing what you can hear when you aren't expecting anything like you remember it. I started listening to the music at a deeper level, and I started to hear motifs throughout the music that appeared in different songs, different themes that wove itself through the entire album. And this thought popped into my head. Holy crap! I was in a prog band, not a rock band. And when I think back, all the signs are there. The guitarist was a huge Rush fan. I was a Dream Theater fan. I think the drummer was too. And, you know, you're probably thinking at this point, who cares, Chris? You made an album 20 years ago. Big deal. But you know what? It is a big deal. It's a massive deal. Because when I think back to that moment, I was never content and I didn't allow myself to be satisfied with where I was at that moment. And it's not just unique to that moment. Over the last 20 years, I've always been searching for something that I just couldn't satisfy. But if I look back on that moment with that label of prog band and contributing musically in a uniquely prog way that I did, I actually find resolution in my spirit with everything that I experienced over the last 20 years. All of the conflict and the doubt. And in reality, at that moment, I actually was who I wanted to be. I just couldn't see it. I definitely couldn't hear it. And thus, I couldn't experience it. And whether it's, you know, 20 years ago going and working on this album, or going to Israel a few months after that, or, you know, all of the trips that I've done, or all of the different jobs I've had, or all the different experiences that I've gone through, I never let myself enjoy those times. It only took 20 years, but I am who I want to be. And most importantly, I will always be who I am. And I know this seems overly like theoretical and like, dude, are you okay, Chris? What's going on up there in the Pacific Northwest? I know there's a heat wave and all, but are you okay? Turn the fan on. What's interesting, this is the awareness that I've been searching for, to be discovered over time in the endless search for depth, meaning, and the expansion of eternal abundance. The last few days, I've been stuck in a cycle of overthinking because I've been thinking a lot about value and growth and wanting to make sure that everything that I'm doing is valuable and that it allows people to reach their goals and to grow. And that in the production of all of these things that I'm doing, that they'll be valuable to me as well. But the story I opened with is a reality call, not just to the fast-moving, always-on culture that we live in, but that there are many things that we experience every single day that are not for immediate use. Like wine and cheese, some things age better with time. The idea for this monologue came on Monday when I was interviewing someone for a future episode of the show. And we were just kind of talking about how I come up with ideas. And all of a sudden, this whole idea popped into my head that what you're creating today might not be valuable, let alone useful, for the days that we are in. But what if the things that you are creating today benefit your unknown future or unlock the unimaginable future of someone else? At this moment, I can't help but think about the part of the brain called the default mode network. Literally, it turns on when you turn off. Not go to sleep, but when you stop thinking about the song that you're trying to remember, your brain default mode network turns on and you, guess what? You think about the song. And I think sometimes the deepest change and most impactful learning experiences happen when we aren't forcing ourselves to change or constantly seek valuable things. There is a power in delayed gratification and allowing growth to come from within instead of from some immediate external source that allows me to be myself and let myself go simultaneously. Not only that, but I can work to improve my work, but also accept that it is enough for this moment. And so as I think about this episode, as I think about not for immediate use, I think about seven things, and they all summarize to this thought that you're going to need more time than you realize. You're going to need more time to think. Most things don't allow us the time to think about what's going on. When was the last time that you sat down to think about where you're at in your life, where you want to go, thinking about something that is curious to you? Or a conversation that you had with someone, you're going to need more time to feel. If you're always on, you're never going to know deep down inside how you feel. And recently, I did some yogic breathing exercises, which allowed me to feel what was going on inside. But it took time. And it took more time than I realized that it would. Because you're going to need more time to go deeper. Immediate gratification only allows us to go so deep before we move on to the next experience. And whether that's social media or the next work project or the next task list on our to-do list, if we're constantly going, we're not going deeper. Because when we don't get sucked into the cycle of always being on and sucking all the value out of things, we don't need to worry about whether we know exactly what the answers are. We can actually experiment. We can actually take action where we don't know the result of what's going to happen. And by experimenting, we can reflect, which allows us to think, to feel, to go deeper in order to experiment again. And this all allows us to iterate, think, feel, go deeper, experiment, reflect. Think, feel, deeper, experiment, reflect. And the only way that we can evolve is to iterate through those steps. The next time you push yourself to chase after immediate gratification and suck all the value from everything you consume, be it a course, a podcast episode, a book, a song, a movie, a conversation, what if you asked yourself a different question? What if you imagined yourself in 20 years being transformed by this song, by this course, by this podcast episode, by allowing that transformation to occur speaks to the power of the present moment. Being present and being willing to admit that the most profound learning comes not because the teacher was amazing or confirmed our biases or said exactly what we needed to hear at the right time, but instead they planted a tiny seed in our hearts and minds that grew with time, revealing it itself at some future moment when we needed it. My urging to myself and to you in this moment is this: take all the time you need and realize that the most things you experience in life are not for immediate use. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.